You're drinking victuals, very good beast inside of there.
Hartwood took the tray and closed the door. The food was placed before the kestrel, who dipped his beak courteously and said,
My name is Scarlath. I serve Sanflesh the Mace, Lord of Salamandestron, a great warrior.
Meriem held their paws outward, a sign of peace.
You are welcome within our walls, Scarlath. Redwall Abbey is open to all good beasts who come seeking rest and food.
Hunching his wings, the kestrel leaned forward.
My thanks to you, Abbess, but I have time for neither food nor rest. I felt duty-bound to bring news when I saw your abbey. My Lord Sunflash has a great and merciless foe, Swart Sixclaw, the ferret warlord. They are sworn enemies for many long seasons now.
Meriem poured herself a little mint tea.
We have heard often of Salamandastron. It is a place that stands for freedom and justice protecting the far coast. Though you will forgive me for saying that we have no knowledge of Sunflash the Mace or of this Swart Sixclaw. What have they to do with us, Scarlath?
The kestrel opened one wing and pointed north.
Even as I speak, Swart is coming this way with his great horde of vermin. Your abbey lies in his path. I came to give you warning. Sixclaw is strong and evil, and though he seeks Sunflash, I am certain that he will try to conquer Redwall if he sets eyes upon it.
Sumin was well experienced. He had spent many seasons ranging Mossflower Country. He nodded in agreement with Scarlath.
You are right, friend. All the way with vermin, especially leading to travel in great bands. But what would you have us do? Salamandastron is too far away to ally yourselves with your lord.
Scarlath swooped from the chair back to the door.
If Swart comes from Salamandastron, Sunflash is well able to deal with him. I do not know the strength of your warriors here, so I cannot suggest your course of action. I merely come to warn you of the danger. Now I must be gone. My lord will want to know of the ferret's movements. Seasons and fates be with you.
Without further ado, Scarlath unlatched the gatehouse door and soared off. The abbey dwellers stood in the doorway watching the hawk's flight south by west. When he had been swallowed up by the blue vault of the sky, they went indoors to hold council. Abbess Meriem looked from one to the other.
Friends, this is serious news. Redwall appears to be in great danger. What do you think?
Arlan spoke up.
Where is this ferret wolf and his horde? Say exactly. One day, two, maybe a week. Just few hours. Who knows?
We must find out straightway.
That was whistled to no hesitation.
I say, we raise our own army and train them. Fight!
From drive for foot or angry.
It's way, it's not so fast.
Soon interrupt the IRA fire.
Orcus is a false wolf and all of the brain of it's a thing it's fine to be peace. It's plenty of any us, but Bellas have seen Rivermin on board, or realize the damage and slaughter they could inflict upon Redwall.